Holland Street in Bradford West Gwillimbury was bustling this weekend for the annual Carrot Fest in the downtown core. Residents and visitors were excited to see the festival back in full swing after 2 years of modified formats. Leisure events and marketing coordinator for the town Bethany Kuboniwa says the event was a huge success, with almost 70,000 participants over the course of 2 days. From the buskers and market vendors, to live music and face painting, there was something for everyone at this year's event. Carrot Fest began as a way to support local farmers and local businesses. This year there were over 200 vendors at the vendor market, including many local favorites like the Jam Guy, 151, Times Designs, and Sweet Bees. Owner of Sweet Bees Bonnie Aguiar said her shop and booth had 1,500 customers on Saturday alone. The Curtis Goddard stage on Berry Street and the TD stage in the courthouse parking lot kept the crowds entertained with performances from Elite Dance Corps, the Imbayakunas, True Rodeo, and Nemesis, hip-hop fusion. Over at the Bradford and District Community Center, pups could be found diving at the Aqua Dogs show all day Friday and Saturday, right beside the BMX stunt show. Inside the center was the PWA wrestling match, Quest for the Cup 14. The busker pitch and kid zones were jam-packed with guests enjoying the inflatable castles, face painting, circus show, and fire dancing. Three Scoops Ice Cream Shop hosted its annual ice cream eating contest, with owner Cheryl LeBlanc scooping out 28 portions for participants. As the town's largest event, its success is attributed to so many: the residents who attend, the vendors who participate, the sponsors who provide financial support, entertainers for both stages and more, staff across various departments and many volunteers, said Kubawina. Until next year, Bradford.